Its writer was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. Look who I have with me. This is Stormy, True Stormy Joe, and Abs. I love that. I love Abs' name. This is Paul. How do you say, is it Floret or Floret? Oh, he doesn't have his mic. You don't have your mic on, bro. Yeah.
It's Floret.
Floret. All right, the fancy one. All right, cool. I'm so glad to have them on. I have been wanting you guys for so, so long to get with our Patriot Anons, and it's really has just now happened. I'm just really, really excited to join forces because we've been in this battle together, whether we had connected or not, right, you guys? So welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, Stormy. Hey, Paul.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yes. I'm just wanting you guys for so... I'm trying to figure out how to do all this technical stuff here, and we're going to get going. But we're going to talk about cue drops today, especially like Patriots in Control, and I'm going to ask these guys. So you're going to love this. Definitely go and hit the like button right now, everybody. If you're new here, if you've come over from Paul and Stormy, I want you to join with us. We're over on YouTube and on Rumble are our main two places that we have our videos. And if you're in my moderators, please go ahead and put that YouTube link over into the chat for everybody to be able to join. I want you to join on both places, our YouTube and our Melissa Red Pill Rumble account. This is the Abs Absolute Storm channel on Rumble. It's called Absolute Storm. I'm going to make sure you guys have a link to it right here in the chat so you guys can make sure to give them a follow because they have been in the battle since the very first day, right, you guys? Here's also their X. Here is True Stormy Joe. I'm going to pop that over into the chat. True Stormy Joe on X. And also Paul Floret is on Real Abs 1776 right here, you guys. So grab those, make sure that you follow them and join with them because they are on it 24/7. So yeah, I'm gonna pull up the cue board right now. We're gonna join together and look at some of the cue posts. So take it away. Tell me what you see today with this one. Post 1454, Mr. Stormy.
Well, first of all, pleasure to be here. Thanks for letting us come in here. And it was awesome to have you on our show a couple of weeks ago. That was like one of our favorite shows that Paul and I have done in our podcasting career. Chat was on fire and the conversation was unbelievable. We're only planning on keeping you for like 45 minutes and it went like an hour and 45 minutes.
Right.
So, God
yes.
bless you.
That's the way it should be, is where it just, yeah, that synergy gets going. That's awesome. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you and everything that you're doing over here. We're fans. This is a Q Delta, and I thought it was, you know, something that we've been looking towards for a while. We've actually used this particular Q drop for Midnight Hammer, the first operation, and then it came back around with Fire Epic Fury. And that's kind of like what we're in the middle of now, supposedly. But this Q 1454, it's doing a few different things. It's exposing what the Obama administration did. It's letting us know about the deep-rooted cabal there. And it's also kind of giving you a wink and a nod that we got things under control. So, you know, things, you know, you can read it for way back then. This was posted in 2018, but you can read it almost like today's coverage. If you turn on anything or what POTUS is doing today, it's all right in line. So EU sanctions on Iran, leaders of the EU only care about protecting the flow of money not the safety and security of the people of the world. Iran deal orchestrated. And now the funny thing is the first Operation Midnight Hammer, POTUS and FLOTUS were walking in to an orchestra. It was a play or something, but there was an orchestra that like the day before. So like we were like, we pulled this cue up and then Midnight Hammer started like 2 days after, 2 days later. Anyway, so Iran deal orchestrated for the sole purpose of lifting sanctions, blockade. Is that in the news right now? A little bit, right?
Right, a little bit.
To allow access foreign businesses for individuals and co-wide enrichment. That's a scam, folks. It's all a scam. And it's the whole pallets of cash had nothing to do with nukes. That was a cover operation. And why was Obama going around Congress, not getting proper approvals? And why pallets of cash, really our taxpayer money, going to like funding terrorism right here? More coming. All right. Hussein secret authorization to convert U.S. dollars there. More coming. No MSN coverage at the time. Got popcorn. Q. All right. So yeah. This is a today Delta, believe it or not. And like I said, you could read that word for word. It just looks like as fresh as
it really is.
Brand new Q drop.
Yeah. It is so timely. And so one of the things that we were talking about before we came on is, and you guys already know this, that what President Trump's battle against with Iran is not about the Iranian people. You know, one of my dearest friends is Persian. She's from Iran, and she's had to move out because it's just been so terrible. And she wishes, and I think this is the way they all feel, is they wish that they never found oil there because it has just destroyed their country. And so, and actually President Trump was even talking today about, you know, he says, I don't know that the American people have the stomach for it as far as us taking the oil and selling the oil. You know, the thing is, the people have never been able to benefit from all the oil. And so, you know, he would make sure that the people would benefit instead of the cabal. And so his battle right here with Iran is not Iran, obviously not the Iranian people, not even the Iranian IRGC proxies, in my opinion. It's all about the cabal and taking them down and how, you know, that they'll no longer be able to use this whole area for their piggy bank, for their causing all this, you know, Muslim Brotherhood, you know, terrorism and all that. And actually, for those of you who are new and don't know what I do, I connect how this is biblical. And that's really what Revelation 18 is talking about, is the Babylon is falling. No longer will they be able to use all this evil, this commerce, and control the world through this evil way that they've been doing it. And that's really what the nukes are a cover for, why we're going in there to stop them from controlling world commerce and causing all this terrorism.
Yeah, Paul, what's your take on that, brother?
Yeah, the drop tells you in the vein of double meanings exists. This drop tells you right now that what we're going through in Iran right now has nothing to do with nukes or terrorism, which I said from the get-go that it has everything to do with kneecapping the bankers in London and taking out the cabal. And I'd have to disagree with your friend in one little bit, that I don't necessarily believe it was finding oil in Iran that destroyed Iran. It was Islam that destroyed Iran. It was the radical Islamic regime that overtook Iran that destroyed it and then took that oil and decided to hold it over everybody's head, man. I mean, it's and that's part of what we're going at here. Melissa, you brought up the Muslim Brotherhood in Iran. You know, Q focused a lot on the Muslim Brotherhood and what that's really about. So this has way more to do, the situation in Iran, it has way more to do with taking out that cabal control over the world economy than it has anything to do with any kind of nukes or terrorist stuff, man.
Right. Right. I guess what I mean is how they've used the oil to be able to control the world commerce. And so, and then of course they use religion for such evil. It's got to stop.
I truly don't think many people understand how the Iranian regime has used their oil to control world commerce. Like, I think that's another thing that's getting propped up into the spotlight here, is that Iran low key was actually the country controlling the world's commerce. It wasn't China. It wasn't the United States. It was Iran and the bankers from London. And that's what we're going at right now.
Right. Right. And one of the videos I just posted, about a week ago, was how, when you look at the who owns these groups that Besant has sanctioned. You follow the money, it goes all back to the London bankers.
Right.
All of it.
Yeah.
Literally all of it.
Yep. So, you know, it's not really about, you know, stopping the nukes. And I think that they, if they had nukes, they would have used them by now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So some other cool stuff that's happening right now. This one, I'd like to hear your take on this, and for everyone to hear your take on it. You know, we've got this big event coming up this Sunday, the 14th. You know, President Trump just posted about it. It's his birthday. It's Dr. Oz's birthday. And for those of you who are not familiar, I believe this is actually Jesus's birthday. If you look on my melissaredpill.com, you'll see a video about the Bethlehem Star, and I was able to find it. And that's his birthday. I mean, he was not born on Christmas. He was actually conceived on 9/11. And that's why it's an emergency, because Christ has entered the world. Anyway, so I've got, I'm not going to go into all that right now. But anyway, this is a big, big day. And so this, this claw is wild. But it says here on this post, 4,300 people in attendance, and most of them military. So what do you think about that?
We were talking a little bit pre-show about it. I think having all that military there is just more like a signal to them. I just feel like we're pent up and we're just ready for like the next phase. Like Hugh gave us this whole operation, and it just feels like at some point something really big is going to happen. That they talk about it as a scare necessary event that just kind of unbuckles a few things from a president to the National Guard to the Marine standpoint. Hugh says, like, what other presidents have used this type of thing to basically use the National Guard and the Marines on U.S. soil? And we think that was like President Lincoln. And we did this big long dive over the last few episodes on Absolute Storm. Actually, a big fan of yours, Penny Michelle. She did most of that dig for us. But we've been showing it, and it's really like from right now. It's kind of funny that we're on here. So the dig really starts. Today is the first day where they're kicking off FIFA. So June 11th is FIFA. This tournament, or this fight, is like you said, on POTUS's birthday, June 14th. Then 10 days from there, he's got the world's like rally to end all rallies.
Right.
Then he's getting on a plane and flying to France. He possibly is not even going to have his normal Air Force One. So that's like sketchy to begin with. And there's like all these things. There's
and he's going to the G7, the G7, yeah, to potentially tell right. them to go away. You know, we're free. Yeah. We're free. We got to have something big happen before July the 4th of July.
Yep. July 4th, celebration of 250. And then he presents the trophy at FIFA on July 19th. And I just think there's just such a big opportunity for something crazy to happen in the next, you know, the next 6 weeks. And we'll just have to see.
We have to have that, because it's going to be, we have to have the celebration. I can't really celebrate fully until these people are gone, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I've been on the Hill that I think at the very least the movement we get before July 4th is a deal announced with Iran. You know, we're told we're going to have this big reason to celebrate and that it's going to be a huge celebration. I don't know many people that are going to be in a very celebratory mood as long as the war in Iran is going on and they're paying $5 at the tank.
Thank you.
So for me, I feel like, number one, I just want to make, I feel like the Iran stuff is already done. Like, I feel like that deal is already done and we're seeing a lot of exposure right now. And I feel like the announcement of that deal is going to happen before July 4th, which will kind of, and I also, the moment that deal is announced, maybe not the moment, it won't be instant, but within a few hours, within 3 to 4 days, you're going to start to see the gas prices plummet after that deal is made. You're going to start to see inflation come down, because that is the thing that's keeping prices so high right now. And I think that would be a huge reason for people to celebrate. So yeah, I think the end of the Iran war is going to be announced before July 4th, but I also think the Stormy's point, what you guys are talking about with the military at the UFC, that yeah, it's absolutely signal getting people ready for what's coming. I said on the show last night, like 3 or 4 months ago, I was pretty much like, yeah, no, we're not getting an EAS or an EBS or anything like that. I thought that maybe that was a little bit of messing with the bad guys from Q, or you know, keeping them on their toes, like, hey, if you guys go too far this way, then yeah, we will drop an EAS and just pull the cord all at once.
Right.
But you know what? All the comms and signaling we've been getting for an EAS over the last 2 months has kind of changed my mind on that. And I'm wondering if it kind of relates to Stormy's take that we're going to have some big scare event, because a big scare event, let's use 9/11 as an example, even though that obviously was not the good guys that pulled that one off. Look what happened right after the fact. Everybody came together for America. Everybody was about patriotism in the country. Well, you need something else like that to get that feeling back before you can arrest all the bad guys. You have to have public mandate, right? You have to have public consent, right?
Right.
So something has to happen that wakes everybody up at once. I don't know what that is, but it's going to be bigger than anything we've seen since 9/11 probably. But you got to remember, we talked about this when you were on our show, Melissa, I believe that white hats have been pulling off our false flags the whole time as well. Like black hats are not the only ones that get to pull off false flags. The only difference is when white hats do their stuff, they actually mitigate death and damage and chaos.
Right.
And it's all just a show. And people are like, well, how can you, well, look at the Boston bombing, right? I'm fully on board. That was complete BS, right? And so people are like, how can you look at all these injuries and say that it's fake? Look at the horror and the death. And I'm over here like, you'll watch Saving Private Ryan and be like, oh my God, that looks so real.
Exactly. Exactly.
it's the same thing.
Right. Right. Central casting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually in doing so, it goes off into the esoteric angle that if white hats are pulling off false flags, they're almost reversing the spells that the satanic occultists have been putting over us with their false flags.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So it's kind of coming over top of that satanic energy with our own.
It's so hard though, because when I remember years ago, my sister was watching something. And I'm like, this is a false flag. This is a false flag. And she's watching the TV and her little eyes were so sad. And I'm like, but she had bought into it and she'd gotten sucked in. And so she was, then it's so hard for someone to realize they've been tricked. They've been duped. It's, you know, and so they'll look at you like, how heartless are you, Paul, that you think that this is, you know, fake.
Right. Right.
Makes it tough to do. All right. So look,
I'm heart.
Huh?
We're heartless. Yeah. We weren't the ones that came out to a fireworks display in a background band 3 days after our husband died. Just saying.
Just saying about that. All right. So I want you guys to see, this is a 30-second video that President Trump put out. I posted it. It was from Patriots Seek Truth. So I want you to check this out.
We all know President Trump loves UFC crowds and they love him.
New construction is underway for an unprecedented spectacle.
Yeah, the Octagon is coming to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I think it's going to be the biggest event we've ever had.
There's going to be 4,300 people there and most of them will be military.
It's going to be a one-of-one type of show.
This is the hottest ticket in town.
This has all of the ingredients needed for the biggest fight in UFC history.
There you go. There you go. It was from the White House. So, you know, okay,
I got a quick take on.
Go.
Okay. So when I was talking about different parts of the Q operation, and for people that didn't follow the boards back then or so there's like different threads, okay? And Q had like the calm before the storm board, then he had the fight board. Okay. And then the fight board is really where it seems like, hey, when we get here, stuff is on, stuff is green lit. This is going to be different. And guess what we got? We got this big giant USC fight. So I think combined with the military personnel, this is additional signal that we're about to start filling in those brackets and those different things on that fight board. So, and really I just only connected that take right now here live on the show.
That's awesome. It's so cool because we've been reading the post for so long and for it to all merge. Okay, I'm going to dream. I'm going to dream because the Bible says that these criminals, the cabal, the antichrist, whatever you want to call them, they will be paraded before the world to an open shame, an open scorn. You know, I want to see them, you know, hauled up before everybody. I want all their evil that they've done exposed before all the world. And this is what the Bible says is going to happen. So where better to do that than in this claw, like a giant claw machine on the White House grounds? That's my dream. I would love nothing more than to see her, you know, Hillary in that glass cage, so to speak, in a claw, to be exposed before all the world. That's just what I would like.
I would like to see the Kabbalists thrown into the octagon with legitimate UFC fighters. So, like, take Barack Obama and throw him in there for 5 minutes with John Jones. Let's see what happens. Yes. No, that would be amazing. I love Stormy's take on it, connecting it to the Patriots fight board and how it's getting close to time to fight. I really like that. And, you know, to add on to your take, Melissa, about what the Bible says about the public scorn and humiliation and shame these people are going to be subject to, I'd posit that maybe some of that's already happened. Like, look, let's use Joe Biden as the example. You had this dude walking around for 4 years. He crapped himself at the Vatican. He fell over any stair that was more than 3 stairs tall. He fell off his own damn bike. He'd forget his sentences halfway through him. Like, that was almost like a public humiliation ritual for 4 years, right? Or am I being a little bit fantastical with right. that one? I don't know.
That's true. I want to have it listed on those big screens,
right?
All the things that they've done, and I want everybody to know it. You know, that's what right. I want.
That, and I'm right there with you, dude, because I fully admit that, like, probably a good bit of these people have been handled, that we've kind of been seeing doppelgangers or doubles or whatever the case may be. But at some point, we've got to have some form of public acknowledgement of these people. And at least, and I'm not saying like every one of them, but there's got to be some of them that examples are made of publicly, just to make the point, dude. I've been on that hill since day one. Stormy can tell you that. And that's why I've been on the hill that at some point, yeah, we're going to see the military. And no, it doesn't mean, Stormy and I talked about it this week, it doesn't mean martial law across the entire country. It doesn't mean the military in every single city. But it means they're brought in to do the heavy lifting of these criminals, because I can't go arrest George Soros. Can you?
Right, right.
Like, I can't do that. Right. So we got to see that at some point.
The Law of War manual talks about, and I think it's actually in section 1111, it talks about that you only have to get the seat of power. You don't have to get, you know, in Main Street USA. You have to get the seat of power. So, right. We'll see. Okay, so we got this one. This just dropped just before we came on. The Cabinet posted this one, and it says, get ready. You guys seen this?
I have not.
No.
Hot news. Check this one out.
States of America.
So get ready for something, okay? Just get ready.
Kind of look like an octagon right there. Did you notice the ball? Kind of look like the claw. Kind of looks like that. Get ready.
Or a bathing suit. One of the two.
Okay. So what do you think? I mean, what is he saying? Get ready for? Because I know what I'm ready for.
The FIFA site themselves posted "The World is Watching" today, and Paul and I and team, we've been showing all these different digs around the FIFA tournament and the world is watching. And Paul, you want to talk a little further about the importance of that?
Yeah, Tuesday night, we went over a massive dig that lasted about 2.5 hours on the show, going off all of these connections that us and our team, namely Penny Lane 51, have found in regards to FIFA and the World Cup and all the comms and signaling that are in it. And there's so much interesting stuff in there, man. It's, you know, Penny had pointed out that there's, this is just one example, there's 104 games in the World Cup this year. And if you go and look at the JFK assassination files, they all begin with 104. And when Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, that was Proclamation 104. So that's just one example of what we pointed out. Another thing we pointed out was the fact that it's taken place in 11 American cities. And Q told us, why was the National Guard called up in 12 cities? And so you're going, well, that's not 12 cities, but if you add the UFC fight in DC to all these cities, then you've got 12, right? And there were plenty of other things. Like in 2017, Operation Gotham Shield was an exercise in New York City that simulated a nuclear device going off in New York City. more like a dirty bomb, like a terrorist would sneak in. One of the places that exercise took place was MetLife Stadium, which is where the World Cup final is taking place. Well, we had the Sum of All Fears tie-ins from Q, right? Well, in the Sum of All Fears, a nuclear bomb goes off at a football stadium, and Stormy pointed out that all across the world, soccer is called football. This is the only country where it's called soccer, and that the World Cup is bigger than the Super Bowl, no matter which way you slice it. So we've kind of been looking at, like, does this scare event happen during the World Cup? Does something happen during the World Cup that – and, look, the odds are that, like, the World Cup goes on, somebody wins the championship, they're awarded the trophy, they go back home, and nothing happens. That's probably the odds, right? But you can't see all these connections and not point them out and not talk. Right. That's part of how you keep people calm is by saying, like, look, this thing might happen, but it might not be what you think it is. Just like hold fast and stay strong in your faith and prayer when this stuff gets rocky, because it's going to get rocky. And so if you have the opportunity this weekend, folks, go check out that episode. Which one is it?
You see it on the screen here? Show me.
See, go scroll up.
I think that's as high as it goes.
Click on...
Hit all instead of videos, maybe. So go back
there's
up.
There's only one on all. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lying to you.
Okay. Yep. And then just scroll down. Okay. So.
It would be two.
It was that one. 236. 236. Upper right.
Okay, this one. Okay, right there. I'll give everybody the link to that. 236. I'll pop that link.
Yep.
That and then over on. All right. All right, so what else you got for me today? So here's the link to go with the, right here.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, expanding and exposing really the election fraud. So it wasn't too long ago that, you know, mainstream news and nobody would touch election fraud, and now everybody's talking about election fraud. And we've been talking about an absolute storm, and we talked a little bit about pre-show that watch California, especially around midterms. When Q talked about watch California, it was in relation to the midterms. Yep. And here we are, you know, this is, you know, getting set up for the midterms, and we got this. I've been calling it this slow motion train wreck, so everybody can see, you know, what these mail-ins and these different things happen. And I think that's all on purpose too. We happen to have a reality star in the middle of all this, just like Trump. And Spencer has been in hitting the cue board himself directly. So it's been a wild time. But those Watch California cues are right in play right now.
Yes. Okay. I want to show everybody. Hang on, super quick. I just want to show everybody. This was the video that about Ezekiel's wheel. I think that's the one you were saying that you saw that video, and then you guys did a big dig on that one too, right? Right. And so
that was part of our FIFA dig. Yeah.
I just posted this over in the chat, you guys, so you can make sure to grab that link too.
The FIFA hit it yesterday or the day before. Well, we showed it on 6/9, so it must have been on 6/8. So when we showed your video there, and you talked about it too, about Ascension, right? Remember?
Yes.
Okay. Well, those cues for Ascension talk about your DNA, right? FIFA, after we showed it, FIFA themselves tweeted out the trophy, and it says, like, championships are in our DNA. And they're having Bocelli sing the anthem for them.
Right.
So Bocelli does the song for Sum of All Fears. So everything that we were connecting around your dig here that we expanded on it over the course of the next month, FIFA basically hit it all. Like the DNA stuff, the Sum of All Fears, they got Bocelli. It was fun.
So they were connecting this to the DNA. Okay, because, you know, I talked about, you know, it being Christ, the Christ DNA in us. So, and so if you haven't seen that one, I just posted this over here so you guys can go look at it. But this, a lot of people are saying that these are angels, and really, I don't believe it's angels. If you really read the verse in Ezekiel very closely and you watch this little clip on it, you'll know that the angels are beside the wheels, but they're not the wheels themselves. And there's also, it says the spirit was in the wheels. And so I believe that we are the wheels. It talks about the wheels going this way and that way. And it's just like with how we have felt this whole battle. The Lord will tell us to do something and we turn on a dime because his spirit is leading us and we'll just go this way or that way, whatever way he directs us to be in this battle. And so whether we're like 1 minute we'll be talking about Iran and we'll also talk about, you know, the financial system, or talk about, you know, the children, the trafficking of the children, and out here fighting, you know, on really all sides. So, and it also has the eyes. I really think that that's because he's given us this eyes of understanding that we had never understood before. And really that's what we're really wanting to happen for everyone, this mass start awakening. And I really think that talks about it in Revelation 14, this great harvest when everybody will be on the same page. And I'm telling you, that's what I want even probably more, you know, that will bring in where we can arrest these people and put them off the earth.
I tell you what, you're getting close to that point when the people of Christ are going to start truly working together. When you see what's going on in Ireland and you see the Roman Catholics in Ireland banding together with the Protestants to fight against what's going on over there. When you see in Ireland Catholics and Protestants joining hands to fight together, that's God bringing his people together.
Amen.
And me and Stormy have said that on the show for ages, dude. I'm not Catholic, but I'm not going to sit here and trash on the Catholic folks. Like, we know what the Vatican's been into. I'm a believer that's already been handled behind the scenes, because you don't get this far in the Great Awakening unless you've handled the Vatican. That's just a fact, right? So I absolutely, and it's the same thing with Jews, right? I'm not going to sit here and rip on all Jewish people because of what Israel and the Mossad have done. And I'm not going to rip on all Catholic people because of what the Catholic Church has done. I know I have some very close friends who are Catholic and they're wonderful people. So I'm not going to go against them. And I guess my point is, what you're seeing in Ireland with Catholics and Protestants joining together, dude, that's biblical. That's absolutely biblical.
Awesome. I love that. I talk about it all the time. The woman at the well, you know, she said Jesus and the Messiah would he would disclose all these things. I think that everybody, we're all going to come together. And that's what I talk about. Actually, my most recent book, The Golden Age, I talk about the golden age of health and the golden age of wealth, but also the golden age of unity, because all these things that they've used to divide us, as 17 said so many times, that'll all just kind of just melt away. And so I don't know what's going to cause that to happen, but I know I'm ready. Okay, so now, is this the one? This is the God wins when you were talking about. So yeah, keep going on what you were saying before, Stormy.
So, you know, he's done, this is Spencer's post, and it's in the Q drops. So you're just looking at the Q drops about Watch California, Donald Trump is hitting it. It's everybody's talking about it. You know, you think back to the 2020 election and nobody would touch it. If you posted about it on social media, you got banned and booted and suspended. Fox wouldn't touch it. Nobody would touch it. But now, right here, it's like comes full circle. And it's all about this whole California election, especially around Spencer Pratt. And he's done it more than once. But if you want to play the video, he smashes basically a delta off a Q.
I love it. I love this one.
Holy cow. Watch this. Okay. So Q 4396 dated yesterday, delta, June 3rd, 2020. Donald Trump holding the Bible.
I could talk to it.
Q so, comes hang back.
Hang on. Actually, yep. They can hear it, even though you can't.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's because I don't have the cool setup like you guys have. So this is
4396 dated yesterday, delta, June 3rd, 2020. Donald Trump holding the Bible. Q comes back. God wins. So we've been theorizing on Absolute Storm that Spencer Pratt is definitely part of the show. There's just way too many coincidences. And watch how this lines up. He just posted today, June 4th, God always wins. Holy cow. Op confirmed. We'll see you tonight.
Love it. All right. Yeah. Sorry. I don't have the volume where you can actually hear on that part. But yeah, sure. So that's exactly what you were saying, is that likely Spencer is part of this operation.
Yeah. Actors got to act.
There you go. I love it.
He even just posted like 5 or 6 minutes ago. He said, are they still counting? So he's just trolling the crap out of him. It doesn't seem to me like he's too worried. And another really cool aside about that picture of Trump with the Bible. What hand is he holding his Bible in?
Right hand.
If you go back and look at any other picture of any other president holding the Bible in front of that church, Bill Clinton would be a good example. He's holding it in his left hand. What's the left-hand path? According to Anton LaVey, the left-hand path is the path of Satanism. So Trump is holding the Bible in his right hand. That's not an accident.
No. No. We were just there. We went up for the rededication. And it was, I'm telling you, it was the biggest mess you ever heard of. We had to sit and stand in line for 3 hours to get in. This Keith Crack. I like that name. It was horrible. Say no to Crack. He's been running this whole Freedom 250 event. And so this whole, you know, whatever. I don't know what, I better watch my language. The whole mess that he has done on the all these singers and entertainers falling out just before the event. That's all at the doorstep of Keith Crack. Okay, he screwed up the rededication day. He screwed up this too. Of course, President Trump just comes in and says, "Okay, we'll just do a rally." So, and so basically, everything that Keith Crack was trying to do to wreck the Freedom 250 is gonna not. It won't happen. But anyway, we were there, and so we actually walked over and we took a picture right there where President Trump was holding that Bible.
Huge. Nice.
So that's awesome. And so watch California. So you want to take anybody to the post on that?
It's watch CA.
Watch CA. How do I get
upper left there? Yeah.
Bunch of these. Oh, there's five.
Right. So the upper left one starts at Q1197. It's, "Will election fraud be revealed soon?" And that was from a non asking Q, and Q comes back and says, "Really important here. Yes, midterms are safe. Watch California." And we thought that was going to be for the 2018 midterms, but it wasn't. And then over on the far right, 2621. Now this is after the 2018 midterms. It's dated 12/12. Another anon asks, "Will voter fraud in California ever be brought to light?" And Q says, "Yes, watch, California was deliberate." My point there is that the Q on the left was before the midterms. The Q on the right is after those midterms. So which midterms does it make sense for? 2026. That's my take.
Right. Even I think Roseanne Barr said.
She's been hitting it.
Like, at least now everybody knows that the Biden was fraudulent election.
Right.
Which, that's got to happen. Were you guys there on January 6th in D.C.?
I was not.
I was there. And, you know, for all of us, it was just heart-wrenching. You know, and now your family members, you know, being called every name in the book and being put on lists and all this. And that's got to come out. That truth has, we cannot move forward until the truth about that comes out. And I think maybe Watch CA is a big part of that, is for people to realize, you know, if you feel like this has to be brought to light, how much more the Trump election of 20.
Right.
Yeah. It's blatantly on display in California. Like they're not even trying to hide it. They're not, you know, in 2020, they were at least, They at least gave us a modicum of respect by trying to hide it and not make us feel incredibly stupid or whatever. But this time in California, they're not hiding any of it. And that has to be by design. I mean, you can't, we said it when you were on, Melissa. Do we think that the satanic structure that's kind of ruled the world for the last thousands of years is just all of a sudden going to pull the curtain up on itself and be like, here's what I'm doing. Like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but Satan's a pretty deceitful dude. He doesn't usually put his plans on Front Street. So for all this exposure to be going on, you have to ask yourself who's lifting the veil. And that's obviously God lifting the veil so we can see what we're up against and fight against it. And so with California, look, we know Democrats are stupid. They're not that stupid to just steal this election that and basically say, yeah, we're stealing it. What are you going to do about it? So I'm with Stormy. I think this has to be the Watch California moment heading into the midterms.
And also, he says they're not incompetent. This right here that just happened in California was complete. It looked incompetent, but they're not incompetent. So this must be Patriots in control. So perfect timing to bring in this post right here. What do you think about this one?
We had the Department of War post like Patriots in Control on like June 1st. And then the White House themselves posted like Trust the Plan. So two back-to-back signature Q posts. And the White House came back after that and did a picture of Trump with Patriots in Control and just wrote the word trust. So the White House was like connecting both of those signature Q posts. Now the GOP on Twitter had the handle at GOP, and they just changed it like 3 days ago or 2 days ago to at Republicans, but that's the official GOP / Republicans, whatever you want to say. That's their official Twitter handle. And today, right before we went live here, they posted this, Patriots in Control. Very interesting. So what I wrote was, you know, we got the White House, the DOD, Donald Trump himself, now the GOP, all saying Patriots in Control. It kind of like what we kicked off this show talking about. This kind of feels like everybody is telling us something is about to pop, you know?
Yeah.
And that it might look weird. It might even be scary. That's why Q wrote the word scare necessary event. You know, just kind of feels that way, whether it's this week, next week, 6 weeks, 2 months, who knows?
Here's the White House one.
And that one, Absolute can talk to it. We use that one in our digs about the different operations. Both that one connected both Midnight Hammer and Epic Fury. What do you want to say about that one, Abs?
Yeah, so that pilot right there, the patch on his arm, for all of you out there that have seen Top Gun Maverick, that pilot in that picture, the Patriots are in Control picture, is in the same squadron flying the same kind of jet that Rooster flew in Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick itself seemed to be a little bit of white hat predictive programming telling us what was coming in Iran. If you go back and watch that movie, the enemy is clearly Iran.
Okay,
Iran
what's the name of the movie? Top Gun
Maverick.
Okay, Top Gun Maverick, okay.
And so if you watch the movie, the enemy is clearly Iran. Like even the area that they bomb has the same kind of layout. I think it was Isfahan, that nuclear facility, or Natanz. It was one of the two. Has the same layout that's in the movie. In the movie, you know, Iran is the only other country in the world that uses an F-14. There's an F-4. The enemy has an F-14 in the movie that Tom Cruise's character Maverick steals toward the end of the movie. So we were kind of being told what was coming in Iran beforehand.
Wow.
And you had the tie-ins with this pilot right here. I mean, what are the odds of him being from the same squadron, flying the same kind of plane, taking off from the same boat as the movie?
Oh, wow. See, so that's why we love Anons, because you guys catch all that stuff. I don't catch all that. That's awesome. Okay, that's so cool.
And the date and timestamp on that post by the White House connected to those same Iran cues and stuff, too, by the way. So,
I don't have that. I didn't grab that. I normally try to grab the timestamp. Here's another one. You want another one?
It's just a coincidence. One.
Yeah, another one from the White House.
8/17. 8/17. They also slipped a little 17 in the timestamp there. And kind of another funny thing, if you take that to military time, you get 2017, and we happen to be doing our watch party for War Games. And Q 2017 says, shall we play a game? It was funny. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. Trump does not seem worried at all.
No.
So.
No, none of them do, really. I mean, it seems like they're just kind of almost to a point having fun with it. Like they know that like the fun part of the operation is about to start. You know, that's kind of how it feels to me.
I do too. Oh my goodness. I've waiting so long. And that's kind of why I like that video he just posted about ready. Are you ready? Yes.
Right. Yes.
We've been ready for a long time, but the world has not been ready. And so when we had to just kind of cool our jets.
It's like, we're all tired, and yes, we're ready, and yes, most of us realize this is a movie, but damn it, man, sometimes even movies can go on a bit too long. You're like, can we get to the climax already?
Come on, let's go, we're done. Well, yeah, I think actually Patriots had to cool our jets back in the day because we were being highly effective, and that's why they didn't, you know, remember how he says, we hope that our time hasn't been wasted here.
Yeah.
Well, it was not wasted. We were like, we jumped on it with both feet and we started sharing like crazy. And I think they weren't ready for the exposure that we were doing at that time. So many of us pushing this information out. And so they had to kind of have us calm it down because they weren't ready on their side for all that to come out. What do you guys think?
Well, I personally think that was baked in, and I was in internal groups, and Paul can talk about it. I said we're all going to get kicked off of Twitter. You guys realize that? I said because
it's too much, too soon.
But my point was, like, they plan that whole thing. They released enough, and they can kind of ease that gas pedal back and forth in the operation. And but I felt like they'll bottle us off of Twitter and get us over to, like, Truth Social, where it was kind of like, and it even talks about it in the Q drops about a bunker versus the battlefield and different things like that. But I said that would happen, and it did right after J6. By the way, they took us all off of Twitter.
I think it was also to keep us safe.
Yeah. Me nor Stormy still don't have our original accounts back. And I agree with you. I'd put a thread together back then that said we all got nuked off of Twitter halfway to protect us, you know. And then another thought that I saw another Anon bring up, and God, I can't remember their screen name, or I'd definitely give them the hat tip because this wasn't my thought, but they had said, you know, what if the reason some of these folks haven't gotten their accounts back is because some of the threads and stuff they were posting were actually picked up as evidence, like stuff that can be used against the deep state. And so you can't. And you got to keep in mind, too, the whole time that we were all banned off of Twitter while Biden's in office, our Twitters are hidden. So the Biden corrupt DOJ can't come after any of us for what we posted on Twitter. So when you look at it with that view, it certainly takes on the fact that we were all being protected on Twitter. Right. And to Stormy's point and to your point about them kind of controlling the flood levels, the water levels coming out, right, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah.
I see it with my own account today. I've got 62,000 followers. More often than not, anything I post struggles to get above 100 likes. That math don't math, which means they're still suppressing for a reason, right? But every now and again, I'll post something that just blows up, and it tends to be something that is a 40K view or kind of something related to taking a bigger view of the operation and the geopolitical operation, or something faith-based. You know, like, my most popular post ever was one I put out over Easter talking about Jesus's resurrection. Like, look, let's get this straight. It wasn't a pretty picture, and I kind of went through a whole detailed thing of what he actually went through. And so to me, that says to me that white hats are like, these are the messages we want pushed. We want the 40K stuff out there. We want faith getting put out there. But a lot of the other stuff kind of flies under the radar. And it just, I'm in agreement with Stormy. As frustrating as it can be, they're the ones controlling those flood levers and deciding. And at some point, I think they're just going to cut us all loose. And the algorithms will go away, and the shadow bans, all that stuff will fall away. And we're just going to hit Twitter with everything at once. Right. And I think that's part of the plan.
Well, that's one of the chapters in this book, is because I go into all the Bible verses, not all of them, but a lot of Bible verses where it talks about, you know, what's going to happen in the golden age. And I believe that's the millennial kingdom of Christ. I really do. And so 1,000 years of peace on earth. And so one of the chapters is on the golden age of truth. And it's like the verses are outrageous about talking about how, you know, you won't have to tell someone to know the Lord. They'll all know him from the least to the greatest. The truth will be everywhere. And so it won't be a problem for you to, you know, have all these things posted on X or whatever, because everyone will know. And so that right there is one of the biggest things that brings the unity. Okay, so we got this also, just before we came on, this whole hazardous materials at the Pentagon. So what's up with that, Stormy?
Well, as I tagged BB McGuire, so we have her on every other Tuesday as a health expert. And she had this dig that she was doing that talked a lot about monkeypox and Ebola and these different things. And, you know, it's one of these types of, if you look at the history, kind of the election cycle seems to be the virus cycle or whatever. So we were saying, like, oh, you know, we'll see if there's going to be a scare event with some sort of hazardous stuff coming out. Now, I think this right here isn't it, but I think this is like more signal, okay, that something like that could happen. And we'll see if that's one of the plans. And I personally said COVID was an IQ test. And basically, you know, if we have another COVID-ish thing going down, whether that's monkeypox, Ebola, ratavirus, as I call it, who knows? And maybe none of that happens, but it has, you know, on midterm election years for the last like 20 years.
Hello.
You know, will you mask up this time? Will you keep your kids home? Will you shut your business down this time? Will you not go to church? Will you not do all these things this time? Will you not vax. We not boost. And a lot of people watching the show probably didn't do some of those things, but you probably did some of them. But I think everybody globally has a different attitude about it, and there'll be a different process this time. And that's, to me, was part of the Great Awakening. Big part of the Great Awakening was the COVID period.
Yeah. Well, here's the one that just out with RFK about the medical schools. This is so huge. I can't even talk, because we talk a lot about on our channel about health. I've gotten to be great friends with a lot of these people who are in the health space, and they have been teaching us, you know, what we should have known back in the beginning. If you guys want to go check it out, go to my channel, melissaredpill.com, and then you just go to the health page. But he's saying that they will not certify any of these medical schools if they do not teach the importance of nutrition. And so I'm dealing with something right now with someone very close to me, and the doctors are not talking at all, because we've gone to some regular doctors just to find out, like get blood work done and find out what was going on. And they're not talking at all about nutrition, not even one little bit, because they're not taught to do that. And so they won't be able to keep their certification if they do not learn this and implement this into their practice. And so, you know, now, you know, really have to go to an alternative doctor to be able to get the nutrition information about, you know, whatever malady you have is because you're lacking something in your system, because that's why the immune system breaks down. Anyway, I'm so thankful for RFK and all that he's doing. And, you know, it's tough because people just are so brainwashed into just trusting the guy in the white lab coat. And he's breaking that down. He's saying, you've got to, you know, think for yourself. You got to, you know, get more information, because the medical groups have not been leading you in the right direction. That's just what he's it's a huge red pill, huge, gigantic red pill.
Yeah. We're experiencing that kind of right now. My wife's father has cancer and it's not looking great. And he was a medic in the Navy for 20 years. So he doesn't want to hear the alternative methods of treatment. It's all about the guy in the white lab coat. That's the way he's got to go. And it's unfortunate, but that's, you know, that's the way it is, man. That's why, you know, we kind of went through the same thing with my mom, you know, not necessarily related to anything like cancer, but my mom died of renal failure, of kidney failure, which caused cardiac arrest. And it's like, wow. all we did for 4 years was actually longer than 4 years was watch doctors not actually treat her, but just cover up, you know, treat the symptoms. And right. So it went from one medication to three medications to like seven medications a day. And it's just, you slowly watch these medications just take away the person you used to know.
Exactly.
And that's what we're undoing. And that's part of why it's right. taking so long. Right.
And what he's trying to do is help you to build up your immune system. And this is one of the things, you know, the doctors have been talking to us about on our channel, and I have on my health page, because if you've got a strong defense system, no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Right.
Amen. Awesome. So I'm just right. so thankful for RFK, because I'm telling you, he beats the last health secretary by a million, right? Whose advice do you want to take, the last health secretary or RFK's? Not even close. So I'm gonna pop that over there for you guys to see. This is so. Let me play this just real quick.
Forms that will help reshape the future of American medicine. First, nine of the nation's leading medical accreditors, certifying boards, testing organizations, and educational institutions are taking concrete action to put nutrition back where it belongs, at the center of medical education. Nine organizations we're highlighting today are the Accreditation Council for Continuing Medical Education, the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education, the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine, the Association of American Medical Colleges, the American Board of Medical Specialties, the Commission on Osteopathic College Accreditation.
Okay, I better take a minute. But yeah, so nine of the nation's leading medical accreditors, certifying boards, testing organizations, and educational institutions are taking action to put nutrition back at the center of the medical education. So huge. And the 19 additional medical schools have signed Trump's nutritional education pledge. So this is huge news. Maybe you can tell them that and say, you know, they've fallen off and they're not doing the right things. And it's tough, but there's at least a hope that this is where we're headed.
Right.
Yeah, this is
I don't know, man.
Go ahead.
Seems to me that nutrition probably should have been a focus of health like the entire time.
Hello. Exactly. And it has been with you know, some of these doctors, the alternative doctors, it has been.
Right.
But it is not, you know, and it's also like with chiropractors, you know, and I appreciate, you know, Dr. Artis, and but these are the ones on my health page. They, you know, it's amazing. If you just do the right things for your body, your body just goes and goes. And Isaiah 65, for those of you who are not familiar with this, it says, you look it up in your Bible, Isaiah 65, I think it's verse 20, something around there. It says that my people will live as long as trees. This is talking about the golden age. Golden age of health. When people will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy their hard won gains. This is where we're headed in the. All right. So, here's our beautiful event that's coming up on this month, this Sunday. Watch and see, you know, what's going to happen. He's saying he wants to leave this up. It does not look to me like something that should be up there permanently, because it just doesn't match the Greco-Roman style of the White House.
Right.
But if it's going to be used for something else, because it's huge. This is a big deal that they put this up. This was not, you know, just a tent that they put up temporarily. This is
right.
Gigantic. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to stay up permanently. I think he's trolling about that. But why is he trolling about it is the question, right?
Right. Right. And could it be used to to do a body slam on Bill Gates and George Soros?
Look, we can dream. Let me dream. We can dream, right? Let me dream. We can dream. We can dream. We can dream. Okay. See, we can. There's nothing wrong with wanting to see some very skilled fighters put some very skilled holds on some very evil people. There's nothing wrong with that.
I want to see that. Yeah. And he said, President Trump said this morning about, you know, I don't know if the American people have the stomach for it. He was on that talking about the taking the oil from Iran, and I think that the people would get the benefit of it. But, you know, whether the people have the stomach for seeing something like this where you see the justice right before your very eyes. I don't know that the American people are ready for that. I am.
I put it on pay-per-view. I'll order it. That's how ready I am for it. Right.
Yes. And then Todd Blanche came out today talking about all the people that they have been, they've saved 146,000 children, I think. But still, 300,000 are missing that they're working on getting back. But they were saying that, you know, this happened under Biden's watch. That's a huge red pill for normies, right? This is coming out in the mainstream news. So I'm glad that that's coming out, and we want every child saved. But for right now, they just have to accept that this is the operation that they were running during the Biden administration. Connect these dots. All right, yeah. I guess it's time to jet. I'm going to pray before we go. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add before we pray?
No, please feel free. I'm all about prayer.
Yeah. Thanks. Right. Thanks for allowing us to come on in, and God bless.
Yeah.
Of course, man. It's been a pleasure as always. So yeah, I second you on that. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity to hang out with you again and talk to your folks and talk about some red pill things and talk about faith, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah. I love it. I love you, brothers. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that this is ultimately you. Nothing can stop what is coming, because this is you saving the world. You are rescuing humanity, whether it's people in Iran or Venezuela or Gaza or wherever they are. You are saving all of us. And we have this beautiful, bright future. Just like you said in your word, eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor is entered into the heart of man what you've prepared for those who love you. We're so thankful that we're going to enter amazing, bright, beautiful days. We just are sitting on the edge of our seats. Yes, we're ready. We're sitting in anticipation to see exactly how you're going to wrap this up, and that you say that we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. We cannot wait for that day. Thank you for the promise in your word of this golden age of truth, the golden age of health, the golden age of wealth, the golden age of peace, golden age of unity, all this that will break forth upon even imagine. We'll skip like calves from the stall, just like your word says, and that we will live as long as trees and have time to endure our hard-won gains. Thank you for all these promises in your word, and that we have the eyes to see it like the Ezekiel wheel, and we can see it coming and be a part of what you're doing. What an honor. Thank you for every Anon. Thank you for every person who's out there fighting in this fight, and I thank you that you're bringing us all together to be ready for when the normies wake up, because they're going to need to catch up. Guide us on, just like you always have, and we're ready, just like those wheels, to turn on a dime, whatever you'd have us to do at your disposal. Pray all this in your full name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to... Yeah. Okay, guys, I love you so much. I'm so glad that we got to be on today. This was so cool. We don't come on Thursday. We normally have our Tuesday show at 6 o'clock, our Saturday morning Bible study at 10:30, and our Sunday morning at 11. I'm so glad we got to come on. Is there anything else, you guys?
No, it's been fantastic. Go ahead, Stormy.
I was just going to say tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have an amazing guest on Absolute Storm. Mr. Truth Bomb is in the house. So he's an amazing Anon, and he's going to have a lot to say about what's going on in Ireland, because that's he's from there.
Go to your main one is Rumble Absolute Storm, right?
Yeah,
correct.
Right, and there. Don't forget to go follow them there, as well as on their both of their X accounts that I had shared earlier. True Stormy Joe and Real Abs 1776. Paul Fleury, Real Abs 1776. Anyway, I kind of got it out somehow. All right, guys. All right, love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
With an iron rod, he will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.